This is Radio Kate here at the Radio Festival in Salford, and I have just grabbed Nick Ferrari, who's just been on stage telling us some wonderful stories about his life. And I actually used to work with you at LBC. In fact, I think you made me stand on a filing cabinet once upon a time. But you had some good stories, so hopefully we'll get some of those out of you today. But just tell us now, how's life at LBC? How are things going?
Life's great. LBC has, and this isn't a company advert, but it's really benefited. It's now benefited from the being in the same company, Global, that has Heart and LBC and Classic and Capital. And indeed, I think I'm on week four now, I'm also doing a once-a-week show for Classic FM, which is great because they have massive pulling power. So if you want to interview Sir Michael Caine, Dawn French, John Cleese, you get them. And it's teaching me very different interviewing techniques, because if I'm doing an LBC, it's an interview. It's why haven't you done this? How will we know this works? When will it be achieved? If you're sort of doing a retrospective with Sir Michael Caine, it's very much, how did you feel about this? Tell me about what that meant to you. What are the emotions about? So it's good. It's stretching me much more.
And you've always had a really good way with people. I've always admired your style on the radio. Not always your views, but your style and kind of ease at talking to the listeners and getting their, you know, sometimes quite personal stories out of them. Would you say radio is your first love? Because, I mean, you've worked in papers and television. We'll come on to that shortly. Where does it start?
I think, actually, it probably is now. And I used to love newspapers. Even when I was doing quite well in the world of television, not here, but over at in the US and the management side for Fox, I still loved newspapers. And I used to think that they probably were, it was the dominant force. But you know what? I still love newspapers, of course I do. But there is something fantastic about radio. And I've just alluded to it at the session that we've literally just stepped out and you grabbed me, showing your true journalistic professional spirit. I just feel I wish we'd make more of it in radio. I think the expression is a shrinking violet. And I've just said, and I'll repeat it, if they invented radio this afternoon, people would be running around saying, what an incredible invention. You can get on the net while you're doing it. You can watch YouTube. You can watch the telly. You can do anything while you listen to the radio. We suffer because we've been around so long.
Yeah, and radio can take you anywhere, painting pictures and all that sort of things.
Well, I was just talking to Penny Smith, who did the interview, and she pointed out absolutely rightly, she's been reading news bulletins on the TV. She's known it's been time to move on. The production team has known it's time to move on to Wayne Rooney or whatever. They've got no vision of Wayne Rooney. They haven't got anybody at Old Trafford, so they can't do it. Radio, just do it, because the presenter will just take you there.
So I remember you telling me a story once upon a time about being at Live TV, where you used to work, and being very annoyed that your desk was always messy. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, I do.
Will you tell us that one? Because I've told it to many people over the years, but it will never sound as good as the way you do.
Well, it was always messy on a Friday, and I could never work out why it was. And I had my secretary try and work it out, and the cleaners, and one team of cleaners were sacked, because my desk, I'd come in, and every day up until Friday, and I was almost going to have closed-circuit cameras done, put out there. But we subsequently discovered that the channel I worked at, Live TV, used to like to do a little bit of late-night entertainment, if you knew, and my desk was regularly used for the romping scenes, and I switched on one night drunk when I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning, and there was some girl of the night being rogered on my desk by one of the actors, and my fax machine being thrown across the office. So it was all down to that.
So this is a radio festival. It's the closing stages.
It is.
And, you know, you've said that we need to not be shrinking violets. How can we get our message out there? And what do you think about the whole interactivity and fitting into the new media landscape?
The radio is the best suited medium to fit into the new landscape. We've been doing interactivity for decades. You see these television news programs saying, oh, and we'd like to know what you think about tube closure. We've been doing that for bloody years. We are past masters at doing it. People don't have to worry that they're going to stutter. They come on, they have their voice heard. It is fantastic. We have to be braver. We have to be bolder. We have to, I think, believe in ourselves a little bit more and really, really ram home how important we are. But people way beyond me with much better, clever messages.
It's audio boo. Audio boo.
This is audio boo. This is. Sorry, we've just had a little break there because lots of people came to grab you.
Adulation.
You're almost as popular as Jeremy Kyle.
No one's as popular as Jeremy Kyle.
So this is audio boo. We're just going to do this, zap it up on the internet. And you're saying the new media and all the radio stuff is great. When I worked with you, you didn't even have an email address.
No, I
didn't. Have you entered the future yet?
Right now, tell all your listeners, what have I got in my hand? That's good. This will go badly. What have I got in my hand now?
You've got a BlackBerry.
Absolutely.
And it's the phone of choice for young people, I hear.
Oh, is it young people? Oh, well, God knows what I'm doing with it. No, I realise I was probably wrong. And actually, this...
Did you just say...
No.
Nick Ferrari...
See,
if that pretend that's a fine, I think you should stand up there and say, Kate, I was very, very wrong, and I'm really, really sorry, and salute me at the same time.
You make it sound like Guantanamo Bay. I know that my staff did used to have to stand and salute if they failed. Yeah, that's been going on for a few years. No, I think benefit of my children. The only reason I learned to text was because of my children. They now email me, so I had to email. So, I don't know, presumably next thing, I don't know, I'll be seeing them on YouTube or whatever like that. I've got to keep up.
And finally, Rosemary from Golders Green. Did she still call in?
Unfortunately, we lost Rosemary, and relatively recently. She was an absolute icon. She was London's favourite grandmother. She had the wisdom of the elderly, and we lost her this year. About 6 months ago. So anyone who listened,
really
she
sad.
Was a smashing. I will never forget Rosemary's tour de force because she was in her 80s, but she got the joke when we made her our Hollywood reporter, and she reported on all the Oscars live from Golders Green. Kilburn. That's right, Rosemary Kilburn. Live from Kilburn.
Well, there were two Rosemary's, weren't there?
There was, there were two Rosemary's. But Rosemary Kilburn was the one who was our showbiz reporter in her 80s, in her front room watching Sky.
She really was wonderful.
She was an emblem. She was absolutely emblem of what we were doing. Yeah.
And I think that's kind of power to you, because you had that bond and that link with her, and you had that way of, I think it's a really good skill. And like you say, we shouldn't congratulate us about it.
Let's go forward. Onward and upward.
I never thought I'd ever describe you as a shrinking violet, I have to say. But I do now have recorded evidence of you saying
sometimes wrong.
I was wrong.
You got it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.